Here is your instant update on the coronavirus in New York City, March 13th, 2020. As of Friday afternoon, there are 421 confirmed coronavirus cases in New York State and 154 in New York City, officials said. During a press conference today, Governor Cuomo said, "My guess is there are thousands and thousands of cases walking around the state of New York," which highlights that confirmed cases is only one indication of the reality of the situation. He went on to say that we will continue to see spikes in confirmed cases as more testing comes online. Let's listen to some of his commentary on the current state of affairs and what we are facing.
And the fear, the anxiety, the panic can be a more difficult issue than the underlying issue you're dealing with. And you have a lot of anxiety, I think much more anxiety than the facts would justify. But they are emotions, right? Emotions don't have to be fact-based. And part of my job is to say to the people of this state what the reality is and what they should expect. First, this is not going to be a quick situation. This is going to be weeks, months. I would calibrate ourselves. This is not going to be gone next week. It's not going to be returned to normal next week. Look at China, look at South Korea, look at Italy, look at the trajectory. This is months, so prepare yourself. And this is going to be everywhere. This day-to-day count, we're up two, we're up seven. My guess is there are thousands and thousands of cases walking around the state of New York. My guess is there are thousands of cases of people who had coronavirus, didn't even know they had the coronavirus, had symptoms, resolved, moved on, and never knew they had it. 80% will self-resolve.
Pressure is also mounting for New York City to close public schools, and now the call is coming from inside the classroom. Quote, "I have met with the mayor and outlined our reasons for urging a shutdown. He believes the schools should stay open," says teachers' union president. Again, let's listen into some audio from Governor Cuomo's press conference regarding school closure.
The call to close schools. There is a theory that children, while not affected by the virus, may be carriers of the virus. You close the schools, might you slow the spread? The closing of schools is a very difficult decision and a complicated decision, and there's pluses and minuses. I understand the pluses. I just mentioned the plus. The minuses are, who says that the children aren't going to be in contact with other children? Just, you know, if you're not in school for a day, I know when I wasn't in school for a day, I came in contact with a lot more kids being out of school than in school. Second, how about the learning for the children? That is not going to happen now. Third, a lot of children are receiving breakfast and lunch at school. How do you do that? How do you get all those meals to all those kids when they're not in school? What distribution mechanism do you have? Then, if the kids are home, what do the parents do?
However, dozens of independent nursery, elementary, middle, and high schools are now closed. Additionally, five U.S. states, Maryland, Ohio, Kentucky, New Mexico, and Michigan, are closing schools, as many parents in New York to continue to push for the same here. Professor Amy Hsin at CUNY said, "Five states have closed the schools to slow COVID-19. NYC must follow suit to protect children and city. Switch to summer school model, meals to go, and suspend tests. Most vulnerable are also the most vulnerable to COVID-19 NYC. Priority should be hashtag flatten the curve." To bring you the latest news, we scoured the top sources as we always do, and the New York Times is reporting that Broadway will go dark for at least a month. Last season, the industry drew 14.8 million patrons and grossed $1.8 billion, so this will naturally be a major blow to the New York economy. Regarding public transportation, cyclists have flooded bike lanes and bridges to avoid taking the New York City subway. One man in his 50s has started walking 2 hours from Brooklyn to Manhattan for work each day to stay off the train. A recent college graduate who lives in Manhattan is considering moving in with her parents so she can use their car to drive to work in the Bronx. Regarding rumors spreading about a total city shutdown aren't true. On Thursday, the mayor professed frustration over the rumors that a shutdown of public transit or a full quarantine of Manhattan was looming. "If it's not coming from my mouth," he said, "don't believe it." With anxiety rising in New York, such rumors have been circulating in hushed whispers, group chats, and on social media. But officials have repeatedly insisted that the information was false. Governor Cuomo tweeted, "We know that some New Yorkers are going to lose work and even their jobs because of coronavirus. New York State will immediately waive the 7-day waiting period for unemployment insurance for people who have been laid off due to the virus. Remember that you can get COVID-19 updates sent to your phone by texting COVID to 692-692. If you or anyone you know believes they may have been exposed to coronavirus, please call the New York State Health Hotline at 1-888-364-3065. We'll be back tomorrow with your instant update.